Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klal Nun Gimel, and we just finished Siman Tes, where Chayodim introduced as a side point the concept of Bishul Akum. So I just want to clarify one point. There's a difference between Pas Akum and Bishul Akum. In Pas Akum, which is made by a non-Jew. Again, there's no concern over here of non-kosher ingredients. Nowadays, obviously, that becomes a significant concern because there's so many different ingredients which go into foods that you always need a hechsher for the concern of the non-kosher ingredients. But above and beyond that, there's this gzeres d'rabbanan that's totally kosher, but the connection is a concern. On the other hand, Chazal recognized that bread is something which is a primary element of how what people ate. It's the staff of life, and therefore they needed to make certain kulas in Pas, the scenarios where Pas is going to be, if the person can't make his own bread. So there are certain leniencies. What is the leniency? It's known as Pas Palter, which means commercial made bread. It was the goy didn't make it his own bread. He's inviting him to eat from his own personal bread for his own meals, but rather he's making it commercially to sell. So since that is true, it doesn't create the same type of emotional connection. The concern is not a concern. There's a heter Pas Palter. Now this is a discussion in the Gemara whether such a heter exists, and there's some people which are makban on Pas Palter. Mishabura points out the person should be makban on Pas Palter for Shabbos, if possible. During the Sashimei Tshuva, a person should be makban on Pas Palter, etc. Is there a heter of Palter in regards to Bishul Akum? So the straight din of Shulchan Aruch, the answer is no. The heter of Palter is a halacha in Pas because of the need to find a way to make Pas mutter. However, in regards to Bishul, there's not a heter of Palter. So if you have commercial made cooked foods, so well, it's made commercially, so there's not a problem with Bishul Akum. That is an incorrect thought process. There's some who argue that the factory setting is a totally different type of setting than what Chazal meant. In Mayel, there's a leniency based on factories. It's not a very reliable heter. So I mentioned, for example, the case of cranberries. So just to continue based on that thought. So before this heter of craisins, which we mentioned in the last year, so I would like to buy a can of cranberry sauce. Would I be allowed to? Again, it's not edible raw. It's something which a person might take from a can and take it out and present it by a meal, a Shabbos meal. He wouldn't present it at a state dinner, but we define Shulchan Malachim does not mean state dinners. It means a nice Shabbos meal. So it's something which is Allah Shulchan Malachim. It's not edible raw. So the only heter you would have, well, it's made commercially. Made commercially is not a heter. So I believe that cranberry sauce is considered a problem of Bishul Akum. The only heter we have is this new heter that nowadays of craisins, which came along of recent time, the last 20 years or so, and has created this heter. So people believe, well, since it's canned, it's okay. Now, there are certain types of items which are steamed. Steamed, some places can say, which is a reliable heter, that something which is done through steaming is not called Bishul, and it doesn't go into this Bishul Akum. That is a good argument. However, cranberries specifically, you can't stick cranberries in a can together with some sugar, steam it outside, and get cranberry sauce. You have to actually cook it in a vat, and then you put it into the cans. So that's irrelevant. That heter is irrelevant. Where the heter comes up is some vegetables, the canned vegetables, they're put in the can raw together with water and salt and sugar, etc. They close up the cans. They put thousands of them inside this gigantic, big chamber, and they put steam inside and they cook it. So that's a steaming process. That's also a mistake because the steam is just what happens is that the water inside the cans boils and it cooks in boiling water. There are vegetables which they actually steam it and you're steaming and then they put it in the cans. That's where that heter is relevant. So if you've heard of such a heter, I want to clarify when it applies, but if you stick everything in the can and you seal the cans when they're raw and then you use the steam as the vehicle to bring heat to the cans to cause the water inside the cans to boil and therefore you're now cooking it in boiling water, that's a normal form of process of cooking and that it goes into the regular problem of Bishul Akum. So we clarified that the heter of steaming has limitations. It's only if it's actually cooked through steaming as opposed to boiling the water. Something which you actually have to cook, obviously, doesn't have that heter. Shulchan Malachim does not mean state dinners. It means a nice chush of a meal. And something which can be edible raw, we're saying leniency over here, it can be edible raw, even if only by mixing it with other things, that would be a valid heter. Therefore, if I could have something which I can eat raw, but I would mix it into salads and eat it as part of a salad raw, that would be a heter, which would take off the problem of bishulakim as well. I think we covered some of these side points of bishulakim. Obviously, that is a very quick run-through of the issue of bishulakim, and at some point in time in the future, we will talk about it more at length. And meanwhile, have a good day.